In this lecture, we will discuss ethical issues related to communication and customer service. The learning objectives for this lesson are to first, define ethics and ethical dilemmas. Second, describe the difference between ethics and codified law. Third, discuss the utilitarian individualism, moral rights, and justice approaches to ethical decision-making. And fourth, describe the role of medical ethics committees. The word ethics refers to the code of moral principles and values that provide standards for good and bad behavior. Ethics influence our moral decisions with respect to what is right and what is wrong. Closely related is the concept of biomedical ethics, which refers to the application of ethical principles to decisions in healthcare and medicine. Sometimes these decisions can have life and death consequences. How are ethics different from codified law? Codified law represents the statutes or legal code adapted by a state or nation, such as the United States Legal Code. With codified law, values and appropriate behaviors are written into the legal system and can be enforced through the court system. As such, appropriate behavior is prescribed by law. On the other hand, ethics refer to shared standards of moral behavior that guide the individual or company. Behavior is prescribed by social standards or moral values. An ethical decision is both legally and morally acceptable to the community. Ethical standards are not codified, and sometimes people confuse legal with ethical behavior. For example, slavery may have been sanctioned in the past by law, but that did not make it an ethical practice. An ethical dilemma is a decision in which each alternative choice has some undesirable consequence. Right or wrong cannot be clearly identified. The Hippocratic Oath implies that healthcare professionals will make choices that benefit patients and will protect others from harm. However, oftentimes medical care decisions represent a conflict between what the health professional considers is in the best interest of the patient, also known as beneficent, and respect for the patient's wishes or patient autonomy. It can also involve a conflict between the needs of the individual and the organization, or between the organization and society. For example, a hospital's decision to move to another area may be beneficial to the hospital's profitability, but it may have negative consequences for access to care and the economic well-being of the community. There are several approaches that can be used to guide our decision-making when facing ethical dilemmas. These approaches help clarify our ethical norms and values. Under the utilitarian approach, moral behavior results in the greatest good for the greatest number of people. A decision-maker is expected to consider the effect of each alternative on all parties and choose the alternative that results in the greatest satisfaction for most people. An example of the utilitarian approach would be the decision to police people's smoking behavior in closed environments for public health reasons. Under the approach of individualism, decisions are moral when they promote the individual's best long-term interests. The action to pursue is the one that produces the greatest ratio of good to bad for the individual. With everyone pursuing their own self-interest, the greater good is served as people accommodate each other in seeking their own long-term interest. For example, lying and cheating for immediate gain will cause others to lie and cheat in return. Individualism is expected to lead to behaviors that fit standards of behavior that people want towards themselves. According to the moral rights approach, human beings have fundamental rights and liberties. Therefore, any ethically correct decision respects the rights of those people affected by it. Fundamental rights include rights to privacy, free speech, due process, freedom of conscience, free consent, and health and safety. For example, the right to free consent requires informed consent before any medical treatment. The health professional needs to provide adequate information to the patients so that the patients can make an informed decision on what is best for them. Effective communication is critical in ensuring informed consent. Under the justice approach, decisions must be based on standards of equity, fairness, and impartiality. According to distributive justice, individuals who are similar in respects relevant to a decision should not be treated differently. For example, men and women should not receive different salaries if they are doing the same job. In the case of procedural justice, rules have to be administered fairly. That is, rules need to be clearly stated and consistently applied. One example where the justice principle may come into play is when determining which patients out of the many patients in a waiting list should receive organ transplants. Hospitals and other healthcare organizations have established formal committees to address the more complex ethical decisions. These medical ethics committees generally consist of an interdisciplinary group of nurses, physicians, social workers, and chaplains. The rapid growth of medical ethics committees came after legal cases such as the 1976 Quinlan case on the removal of life support measures. The medical ethics committee usually has three major roles. First, through education, the committee provides information on ethical questions such as workshops on withdrawing life support. Second, the policy role involves proposing, analyzing, and reviewing institutional policies on difficult ethical issues. And third, the case consultation role entails reviewing difficult ethical cases and making recommendations on alternative courses of action. In summary, ethics are based on shared principles and values that guide our behaviors and decision-making. Ethics can aid us in making ethical decisions for which there is no codified law. When making an ethical decision, it is important to consider all the potential consequences for all the parties involved. Other points to remember: there are four different approaches to ethical decision-making: utilitarian, individualism, moral rights, and justice. Understanding which approach we use in ethical decision-making will help clarify our values and norms. And finally, medical ethics committees have an important role in modern healthcare organizations in addressing complex ethical decisions. These interdisciplinary teams exercise their role through education, policy, and case consultation. This slide includes a reference on this topic.